Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Hope you guys are doing well. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year or for the morning is Genesis 23 and Matthew 22. Evening is Nehemiah 12 and Acts 22. Mark my word, scriptures for today are Acts 22 or 2:22, Acts 4:16, Acts 5:12 through 14, Acts 6:8, Acts 8:13. Acts 9:11, Acts 15:12, and 2 Corinthians 11:3. Today we're going to be talking about miracle territory. Our focal passage for today is going to come from Acts 2:22, which says, Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. New Testament believers did not go around searching and probing to get a miracle. They lived on miracle territory. They were in the kingdom of God. They perceived the miracle working hand of God in every situation. Believers understood everyday Christianity to be miraculous miracles through and through. That theme is common in the letters of the Apostle Paul. In the very first days of the early days of the church, church miracles abounded. Miracles of salvation. Imagine if your church suddenly had to accommodate 3,000 new members in one day. Miracles of healing, miracles of fellowship. How inexplicable it must have appeared to onlookers to see slaves and masters embracing and sharing all. Miracles of finances, and so much more. Just read the first five chapters of the book of Acts to witness everyday miracles. Miracles caught the attention of the authorities. They frightened them because they could not understand how it could be. What should we do with these men? For indeed, that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Acts 4:16. But for all their displeasure, punishment, and denials, they could not stop the flow of the power of God, nor the boldness of the apostles. Regrettably, what was normal then is not normal now. So much emphasis has been placed on finding new methods for miracles that it sounds as if it was all to a profound secret. I want to remove the mystery and get back to the simplicity that is in Christ. We shall look at a miracle and then see something greater. Then let you and me see miracles in our own lives. The Daily Fire thought for today is, as a believer, I accept that my everyday life is going to be filled with miraculous, those signs that point others to Jesus. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.